Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Welcome to PNC Studio at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Bears area scout Sam Somerville. Sam, we want to talk about Eddie Goldman. You probably know him as well as anyone in this building. Yeah. Tell me about him as a player first.
Eddie Goldman, the player, he's a big body, long arms. He's going to stand in there in the A-gap. He's going to be a guy that's going to come in right away and be able to take away the run game that we face in the division. When we play against running backs like Eddie Lacy and Adrian Peterson, he's a guy that's going to stuff up the middle and be able to play two gaps, both A gaps, and he'll be able to control the centers that we play against in this division.
I'm sure you've been studying him for a long time. Tell me about him as a person. What stands out about him off the field and some of the things that he's done?
Probably the best thing that I can say about Eddie, he's a worker. He's very football oriented, but the thing that that sets him apart is he's a historian of the game. He really studies the history of the various players who have played the defensive tackle position, and he's able to talk about just all the history that he had before him at Florida State, and now I'm sure he'll be able to really talk about the Bears' history coming to such a storied program.
I'm sure when you're on campus and you're talking to different people, I know you guys talk to the people from the athletic department, all different things. What was the consensus that people were saying about Eddie Goldman?
Yeah, everybody really liked Eddie. Like I said, very hard worker. The first time I really noticed Eddie making plays, I was actually at the game against Clemson this year. He made three big-time plays at the end of the game, one to force the game to go into overtime, and then there were two big stops in overtime that helped win the game almost single-handedly for them on defense, big-time stops. So immediately went back into the building and sat down and had a talk with the defensive line coach, and he was very positive about everything he had to say, both as a player and as a person, which was really impressive, and that's what you really like to hear.
When he walks in here, he's probably going to be the biggest guy in the building. Does he have a personality that suits that size, or is he kind of an understated guy?
He's kind of more of a laid-back guy. You wouldn't think, you know, looking at a guy who has that kind of size, you wouldn't expect the kind of personality you're going to get out of him. But he's from the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, and he just kind of has a good personality, but he's not going to be the guy that's out in front making a whole lot of noise.
Great insight, Sam. I really appreciate you joining us. And thanks for joining us from the PNC studio at Halas Hall.